Well, good evening and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you the best in the broad array of wonderful Jewish music, focusing on Chazanis, but there's a mixture, and tonight there will be the mixture for the first hour, and then the second hour is Chazanis. Tomorrow is the 7th of Elul, and that marks the Yahrzeit of the great cantor Moshe Kozhevitzky, so I'll be featuring a few of his wonderful recordings during the second hour. And as you recall from a few weeks ago, cantor Louis Danto passed away. Play a couple of his selections for the upcoming holidays. Upcoming holidays! Wow! September 4th! Just a few weeks ago to go. That's Slichus, and then on the 8th is Rosh Hashanah, and the 17th, Yom Kippur. Wow, Friday night. A lot of davening when it falls on Shabbos, right? Oh, well, what were you going to do anyway? Oh, well, it's good to be back. I had my little trip to Vancouver and Victoria, and where else was I? In Seattle. And one of the things that's so great is the... Well, I'm just looking at this disc that I'm supposed to be playing. I hope that it's going to work. And it was a wonderful trip to the Northwest, and it's just beautiful. I had the pleasure of going to Vancouver and meeting the Chabad rabbi there, Rabbi Yechiel Beitelman, who is the grandson of Rabbi Sholem Gordon. Many of those of you who have listened to my program over the years know that for, maybe a dozen years or so, Rabbi Sholem Gordon gave a Devar Torah on my program each week. And those were wonderful, wonderful Divrei Torah. And as a matter of fact, you'll be hearing them in 2 weeks, in a few weeks from now. I'll tell you more about that in the future. Okay, let's get right to the music. We're going to start with Yossi Azulai, and this is Yerushalayim Shel Zahav.
שבויה בחלומה העיר אשר בדד יושבת ובליבה חומה ירושלים של זהב ושל נחושת ושל אור הלא לכל שירייך אני כינו ירושלים של זהב ושל נחושת ושל אור הלא לכל
different, would you say? That was Yossi Azulay. I guess that's a Sephardi or something like that. By the way, if you were listening prior to 9 o'clock, you were listening to the wonderful recording of a few years back, Mordechai Ben David, the big MBD, and the album is Sings V'chol Ma'aminim, and there is V'chol, Barosh HaShonah, Habeit, Hayom HaReshes, and many others. I'll be featuring some of those selections here and there during the next few weeks. But as you know, the theme for the upcoming weeks will be the Barosh HaShonah that Mordechai sings on that album. By the way, it's I think it's half price at Aderet, and I would double the price, quite frankly. One of my favorites. Mordechai Ben David sings V'chol Ma'aminim. Okay, Avram Fried with Tika B'Shofar.
Thank you. Antarctica Beshoifo
Beshoifo
Antarctica Antarctica Shoy var gudoy
Moyo yele sama Moyo yele kamets Moy le kamets Ne galuyo ise
Jerusalem. bet zoy goloy goy seynu oy tikka tikka bishoy for gvogot oy lekhayl seynu bisnoy oy lekhabet lekhabet oy golui oy seynu
Avram Fried with Tikka B'Shofar. Well, we haven't heard from Joe Amar for a while. You know, he certainly was unique in his approach. He was a great Sephardi music. I think many years ago I made the statement that I think that Joe Amar made more recordings than any other singer. Well, I know that I personally had maybe 25 albums of his. I'm sure perhaps there are others that will take issue with that statement. But let's put it this way. He certainly recorded quite a few albums in his day. Let's hear his classic Yismach Moshe, Joe Amar.
Moshe
נתנת הלכו במתנת הלכו. ומה קראת לו? ומה קראת לו? עבד נאמן קראת לו, קראת לו, קראת לו. כתר בראשו נתת לו, נתת לו, נתת לו.
Joe Amor. Well, the Ramatayim Choir, we heard from them a while back, and this is the famous Lewandowski Hallelujah. Tremendous choir piece. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Let's go.
That was the Ramatayim Choir. Well, what are you doing Wednesday and Sunday? You have no plans? Well, I have some good suggestions. First of all, this coming Wednesday evening at 7:30 at the Park East Synagogue, there will be a memorial for Zev Jabotinsky, the Zionist leader. The keynote speaker will be Doug Feith, the former Undersecretary of Defense for Policy under George Bush, and the son of a Holocaust survivor. Again, this is a memorial for Vladimir Zev Jabotinsky, taking place at 7:30 to mark the 70th anniversary of his death. It's sponsored by Americans for Safe Israel, and it will take place at the Park East Synagogue, 163 East 67th Street. 163 East 67th Street, that's between Lexington and 3rd. Professor Benzion Netanyahu, that's Premier Netanyahu's father, spoke at the 100th anniversary of Jabotinsky's birth, stressing Jabotinsky's opposition to compromise and appeasement, which he saw in Zionist leadership. Well, nothing changes. Ein kadash tachat ha-shemesh. There's nothing new under the sun, is there? Compromise and appeasement. Okay, that's this coming Wednesday. How about Sunday, August 22nd at 10:30 in the morning? It's not too early. This is going to take place at 43 Park Place, which is two blocks from Ground Zero. It's going to protest the mosque that is being planned in our face, if you will. This is this has nothing to do with religious freedom. What this has to do with is sensitivity and the recognition as to why the Muslims are trying to spit in our faces, and we cannot allow that to happen. Again, this is not a question of religious freedom. They can build mosques as they have been building throughout the country, throughout the world, and it's really a question now as to whether it really belongs right across from Ground Zero. And I know there are some people who may feel that it's the right thing for them to do that, but I disagree. And if you disagree, join us Sunday morning at 10:30. That's two blocks from Ground Zero. There should be, oh, I hope 100,000, 200,000 people protesting that. Well, I don't want to get into our dear president. First, he makes the statement that they could build wherever they wish, and then he says, well, it's still a local issue. He doesn't want to get involved. Oh, well. What can one say? Be there. Be there with us, and have your voice heard. Okay, well, next here, Nati Levy with Shalom Aleichem. Nati Levy. It's a little different.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei Elyon, Mimelech Malchei HaMelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei Malachei HaShalom, Malachei Elyon.
הקדוש ברוך הוא.
בואכם לשלום מלאכי השלום, מלאכי
הקדוש ברוך הוא.
בחוני לשלום מלאכי השלום, מלאכי עליון, ממלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא.
מלאכי השלום, מלאכי עליון, ממלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא. צאתכם לשלום מלאכי השלום, מלאכי עליון, ממלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא.
Well, you never heard of Nati Levi? Well, I play a lot of people you never heard of. It was new for me also. Okay, a little different. A little different version. Saul, I hope you enjoyed the beat on that one, okay? Let's hear David Zakai with Mi Haish.
שלום ורוד בהו
That was David Zakai with, yes, Mi Haish. Asher Heinowitz is coming up now with Yankala. Asher Heinowitz.
Shlok Jemir Shoin Yankale Mein Sheine Die Egalach Die Schwarzin Kemach Zu Aingale bosot shoin ale tsein dalach Muz noch di mame singen ailelu Aingale bosot shoin ale tsein dalach Muz noch di mame singen ailelu Aingale bosot shoin ale tsein dalach Und wird mit Masel bald in Cheder gehen Und lernen wird er Chumisch und Gemore Soll weinen, wenn die Mame biegt ihm ein Und lernen wird er Chumisch und Gemore Soll weinen, wenn die Mame biegt ihm ein Aingale vos lernen vet gemore Ot stei der tate quelt un herzich zu Aingale vos wachst atal mit choche Lost ganze nech di mame ni zuru Aingale vos wachst atal mit choche Lost ganze Nacht die Mame nicht zurück. Ein Galle, was wächst, hat all mit Kochen, und agnit Seucher euch zugleich. Ein Galle, a kluger Chossenboche, so liegen a so nass wie in a Teich. Ein Galle, a kluger Chossenboche, So liegen also in nas wie in a Tai. Nu schlobje mir mein kluger Chossenboche, derweil ichst du in Wiegalle bei mir. Es wird kosten noch viel mehr und mames trern, bis wann es wird ein Mensch hat uns von dir. Es wird kosten noch viel Mühe und Mames Tränen, bis wann es wird ein Mensch ruhig von dir. Nun schlafe mir schon ein Kalle, mein Schöne, die Egel auch die schwarzen Kämach zu. Ein Galle, wo so schön alle zehn da lau, muss noch die Mame singen, eile nu. Ein Galle, wo so schön alle zehn da lau, muss noch die Mame singen, eile nu.
Well, as you can tell, that was performed at a concert. The great cantor Asher Heinowitz. Have to play more of everyone, right? 2 hours is not enough. Well, it better be. While I was listening to that beautiful Yiddish song, I decided that I clue you in that planned sometime in the near future, that means in the next few months at least, I'm going to do a Yiddish festival. It'll go for 2 or 3 weeks. It'll be strictly, for the first hour, it'll be the great Yiddish selection sung by some of the great Yiddish singers of the past and present. And I'll tell you more about that as things develop. And I taught a course on Introduction to Jewish Music, and for that Yiddish class, I handed out the transliterations and the translations of every Yiddish song so that people could really appreciate the words and the emotions of the songs. Have to figure out how I can get the words to you so that you can enjoy the music also. Well, Ira Heller is next with Yibone, Ira Heller.
Yeah.
Ira Heller. Well, have you ever been to Israel or to Jerusalem? Jerusalem, of course, all the songs, all the prayers, they talk about Jerusalem and Eretz Yisrael. You know, 2 out of 3 American Jews have never been to Israel. How can that be? Well, it's simple. They really don't care, do they? But they certainly love to criticize it and rip it apart, don't they? Oh, well. But if you've been there, you still have the right to disagree. But it's just an interesting phenomenon, isn't it? Why am I talking about this? Because the next selection is Back to Jerusalem by Ruach. And I was thinking, back to? Well, how many? Well, this does not apply to this audience. I'm sure that the vast majority of you have been to Israel and to Jerusalem. But I guess this is a good song for us, right? Back to Jerusalem.
Well, it feels so good to be home again. Been running much too long. And it feels so good, I can rest again. I lay down my heavy load.
Open all your gates up wide, I'm coming home.
So good just standing here, just to pray here by the wall. I can feel the pain of 2,000 years, a sketch of death on every stone.
Open all your gates up wide, I'm coming home.
Loud. Let joy run through all the streets. Someday we'll all be right there with you, singing songs of hope and peace.
Open all your gates up wide, I'm coming home. To Jerusalem.
If I forget thee, Jerusalem, let my right hand fail its need. And if I forget the words to sing your praise, take from me the words to speak.
Gates up wide, I'm coming home, 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 back to Jerusalem. Open all your gates up wide.
That was a golden oldie with Ruach. Well, listen, if you've been tuning into this program over the years, you know I love choirs. I love a lot of this music, don't I? But I particularly like a good choir. And this is the Jerusalem Great Synagogue Choir with Se'u Sha'arim.
Se'u Sha'arim, Roger! זה מלך הכבוד, השם יזוז וגיבור, השם גיבור, גיבור מלחמה, גיבור מלחמה.
That was Naftali Herstik. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. I have to check the recording, but that was the Great Synagogue Choir with a wonderful rendition of Se'u Sheorim. This is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you're enjoying this hour of Jewish soul, or 2 hours of Jewish soul music. 1 hour has passed. And I just want to remind you that, again, this coming Wednesday evening, if you happen to tune in a little late, you want to go to the Park East Synagogue. And this will be a memorial for Zev Jabotinsky, marking the 70th anniversary of his death. The keynote speaker will be Doug Feith, who's the former Undersecretary of Defense for Policy under George W. Bush, and the son of a Holocaust survivor. The time is at 7:30. It's sponsored by Americans for Safe Israel. And the place, Park East Synagogue, 163 East 67th Street. That's between Lexington and Lexington and 3rd. And for those of you who agree with me and a few of us that the mosque should not be built opposite Ground Zero, and this has nothing to do with religious freedom or the right to build or following laws and so forth. This has to do with what's right and what's wrong, and it is wrong to have it in our face. We know what Islam stands for. And even though they may, and it's very questionable whether the current imam really is a friend or a foe, what happens after him? Who can guarantee who will be in that place next year or in 5 years or 10 years from now? We know that there is no guarantee that that will be a place for peace. And I really think it's wrong to have it two blocks well, actually across from Ground Zero. So if you agree with me, I'll see you Sunday morning, August 22nd, at 10:30 in the morning. That's at 47 Park Place. expect hundreds of thousands. I don't know how many, but we expect quite a few.